Hello. So today we are going to be learning Likud Torah Daf Yud. We are starting at the bottom of Yud Amud Aleph, which is going to be the beer on the previous Mayimer that we learned, the Vahaya Ar HaLavana. It's running in line with the themes of the Mayimarim of Daf Tes. And this is going to be focused on, the Mayimer is called Inyan Shivas Yimei Miluyim. This Mayimer is focused on the Shivas Yimei Miluyim in the Mishkan. So to begin, the Rebbe is going to ask questions on his previous Mayimer. So, Hina L'chura in a Muvan, right? So the Alter Rebbe is asking that in the previous Mayimer, he analyzed the Bracha, the Sheva Brachas, and he analyzed the last of the Sheva Brachas, where we talk about two categories. We talk about the Na'arim, and we talk about the Chasanim, and they're both plural. And so the Rebbe discusses what it means that there's these two plural, these two levels. And what he explains is that the Na'arim refers to the Or HaChama and Or HaLavana, because he focused on the pasuk, but the last mimer was Bahai, was a focus on the pasuk Bahaya Or HaLavana Ka'or HaChama V'or HaChama Yiyah Shevasayim Ka'or Shevasayamim. And so he explained that these categories of light, where the Levana in the times of Mashiach will be like the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be 70 times like the light of the 7 days, presumably of Bereishis. So he explains that both of these are Na'arim. And so his first question is going to be in this Mimer, in this Bior, is how is it that we're referring to Or HaChama as a Nar when we find that in many places the Chama, the sun, is called a Chasam? Right, as we say in davening, the pasuk in Tehillim, "Vuhu kechasan yetsi mechupasei," that the v'shamer samayel behem vuhu kechasan yetsi mechupasei, that the sun is like a groom greeting his kala. So why are we now why is the Alter Rebbe reverting from the standard interpretation by saying that the sun is a nar? So to explain, he says that Shemesh is brought down in certain Sifrei Kabbalah that it's Zah, that Zer Ampin, it's the Midas of Atzilus, as they are in Chachma. And what he explains is that the Shemesh can refer to Zah as it is in Atzilus, and in that sense, it has this chasim quality that he explained in the last mimer, based on the pasuk Azibaka Kesheicher Eirech, that the quality of chasim is a gilei lokus that goes into a lower world and teaches the lower world the broader reality of the broader sense of reality in which the creator is obvious. And so this is the chasan that he interpreted before, and in that sense, this is the Shemesh. However, we know that Zav Atzilus can have another side to it, because Zav Atzilus is mekanen in Yetzirah. Zav Atzilus is said to nest in Yetzirah, and what that means is that Zav Atzilus ultimately is transmits primarily to the world of Yetzirah. And in that sense, it's called a nar. So in other words, it's both. The answer is that it's an open question is that it's that the sun can be both a nar and a chasam. It's a chasam when it is an atzilus, and it's a nar when it expresses itself outwards. And this is what it means that when we say the ar lavan of ar chama, when we talk about the sun from the perspective of its relationship with the moon, There we're referring to its quality of being a nar, because there we're referring to the idea of the expression down to these worlds. down to the world, and the Alter Rebbe is medayik based on what is brought down in Sifrei Kabbalah in the Pardes, that the sun has several names. One of them is Shemesh, one of them is Chama, and he explains that these two qualities reflect the two names of the sun. That on the when it's from the giving side, when it's Mitzad Yemin, then we find the words that is called Shemesh Tzedakah, Mufars Umrapi Bekanfeh, and Mitzad Small, right? That on the from the withholding end is called the Chama. Because we find that sometimes the sun is indicative of healing and giving and life and light, and sometimes the sun is referred to as heat and severity. And so so when the sun is a reference to life in Atzilus, there it's all chayas, there it's all or there it's all light. But when it's referring to life in Biyah, there it's all about symptom. And so the Alter Rebbe says that there is the heat, so to speak. There's the gvura, that the gvura quality of the sun is the ability to be mislabish in elements of Yetzirah and Asiya, and to in a sense hide elokus. Now, at a grammatical level, this is also indicative in the fact in the words themselves, because the word shemesh, says the Alter Rebbe, means sun. It's the sun as it is itself can be translated as in Hebrew as Shemesh. But the word Chama comes from the word Cham, because the word Chama is entirely referencing the heat of the sun, which is not the sun itself. It's a quality of the sun. It's a quality to be hot, and in the context of our mimer, it's the quality of being of Tzimtzum, where Zoh is Neslabish in Biyah. This is the heat, so to speak. This is the hiding of Elokus, and that quality is highlighted through this Chama. And in that sense, we call the Chama Nar. We call the Chama a child, because in that sense, it's all about it is this lower quality. Mashenkin, when we call it Shemesh, there we use as we going back to the pasuk, it uses the word shemesh because it's referencing the fact that as a shemesh, it is a chasen. As it is in Atzilus, it remains a chasen. And so now, coming back to our what we explained about the original pasuk, we can now understand that pasuk even deeper. That when we talk about this aliyah, right, that the pasuk says that the sun will shine 70 times, like the light of the 7 days. And so and in the context of these two na'arim, the Beis Na'arim that we explained before, that their job is to draw down Arein Seif and to reveal to the created beings this Ar, much like the Ar HaLavana and the Ar HaChama function to bring warmth and to bring light to the beings on earth. Now, obviously, we understand that there's no comparison between the limited beings that are receiving this light and the Ar that's Mulovish in the Esther spheres of Atzilus. And given this fact, the obvious question arises, how is it that the Ar and Chayas of Atzilos can enter Biyah? And the answer brought down, and the answer provided, is that it's through the process of Tzimtzum, that Tzimtzum limits this Ar, and in the context of our mimer, the way we phrase it is that when the Shemesh is mitzamtem, it becomes a chama, and the term used for it is now nar, is now this child, and then afterwards it's ultimately nislabish in malchus, and once it's in malchus, it's no longer zah, which we said was the first nar, which it was the higher nar, but rather it's the lower nar, it's Malchus of Atzilus, which is the Levana. So we come out with these three very clear levels, that Shemesh is Zoh as it is in Atzilus, Chama is Zoh as it is expressed downwards, and Levana is once that R enters Malchus, and it serves to be an actual source for creation itself. And that distinction is highlighted in the fact that Malchus of Atzilus has this dual quality. It has both the fact that it's from Atzilus and the fact that it is the source of Bia. It's called the Mamutza HaMechaber, its function is to be unlike Zoh, which even as it's expressed outwards remains part of Atzilus. Malchus actually serves as the source for Bia itself, and therefore has these two qualities coexisting at the same time. Now, all of what we've just been describing is purely during Galus, right? That's what we've been describing is the normal state of things. But the same way that we can understand that Bia is incomparable, cannot be compared to Atzilus, we can also understand that Atzilus legabe ein soif baruch hu, legabe the Eibishter, legabe or ein soif baruch hu, also has no, there's no way of drawing a comparison. And in order for our insight to be even Islamish in Atzilus, it comes from Ak into Atzilus. This also requires a tzimtzum, and this tzimtzum allows the R to shine into Atzilus. And this is the R referred to in the pasuk when we say the R Shivas Hayamim. Right, when we say that we're saying that the Navi is saying that when Mashiach comes, the sun, as it is a Shemesh, as it is a Chama, is going to shine like it shined in the Shivas Hayamim. It's referencing the same process happening at a much higher level, happening in Malchus of Ak, which becomes Atik of Atzilus. Just like later, Malchus of Atzilus will become Atik of Bria. So the Zayin Tachtenim, right, the lower seven, the Midas, are Nislabish in Arach of Atzilus, and they are called the Shivas Hayamim. And this was explained at length in the previous Maimer. They are called the Shivas Hayamim, whereas the Gimel Rishenis, the Chabad of Ak, is called the Ar Shivas Hayamim. And that's the reference that the Pasuk is making. And this is also the two qualities that we said, the two Na'arim, right, at a much higher level, but the two Na'arim, one that remains part of the Netzal, and one that remains part of completely embraced in the R, and the lower one, which has to be a Mamutza Machaber, right? It's the same two levels again. Now, it's obvious that it's apparent based on what we just explained, that there's no comparison between Ara Chama and Ara Levana as they function to create Bia, Legabe, the Ar Shiva Sayamim that we explained before, which is the Ar of Ak being the slot being Nislabish in Atzilus. And therefore, in that context, we indeed call Ara Chama and Ara Levana Narim, because their whole function in relation to, in other words, when we're referring from the perspective of Ak, it's Atzilus Taka is an Arim, right? It's childish. It's a function of Katnus. It's a function of Tzimtzum. And so in that sense, we refer to the Chama and the Levana as an Arim. Masha'enkin Keser Atzilus, which is called Atik Yemen, which one of the translations is the ancient one of days. And it's because it's a reference to this transition from the katnos, from the immaturity to the maturity of the higher level. And when Mashiach comes, and we're going to see an actual aliyah sa'ilimus, that the world will actually raise up and become better, Bia is going to be to rise up to the level of what Atzilus is now. And for that reason, we say Ar HaLavan of Ar HaChama, that are currently trapped in this system are themselves gonna rise up. And what we're saying is that Yia Ar HaLavan of Ar HaChama, which are currently in this state of giving to Biyah, are going to rise up to this level of Ar Shivasa Yamin, that they are going to begin to shine and begin to be expressed from the perspective of the Arein Seif HaMatzil going into Atik, because the Ar HaChama is Yesod of Atzilus, which is the Yosef. We explained in the previous Maamar that Yesod of Atzilus is Yosef, and he is the higher Na'ar. And so he is going to rise up to be not Yesod of Atzilus, but Yesod of Ak, which is the Mashpia that creates Malchus of Ak that becomes Atik of Atzilus. And that's going to be, that is the Ar Shivasa Yamim that we explained before. And this is the deeper meaning of the Na'arim Pei Zakenim Yalbinu, that the children will make will whiten the faces of their elders, embarrass the faces of their elders, because they are going to, the Na'arim that are now still trapped in this Kapnos are going to raise up to be at the level of Zakenim. Now another perspective on this, a deeper perspective, is that this is a hint of the fact, or this is hinted to, excuse me, in the fact that at times the beard of the Eibishter, the hair of the Eibishter, as it's referenced in Tanakh, sometimes is described as being black and sometimes is being described as being white. Now we know that when people are young, their hair is black, and as they get older, their hair is white. And naturally, people who are young are very passionate, and their whole focus has to be a constant struggle with their yetzer hara. They're constantly being challenged by their passions and by their taivas and by the blood that's passionately flowing through them that forces them to be in this constant battle with Hiskafia, which in a word can be summed up with that the struggle of the of youth has more to do with kiyum laisase, right, with keeping away the bad, and what the pasuk is saying is that there's going to be an appreciation when Mashiach comes, that the youth that are currently and that are struggling in Zman HaGalos, but that actually the struggle leads to a higher aliyah even than the Zakenim, which is right, which is why they're going to be the Pnei Zakenim Yalbinu, that the elders will be embarrassed. And this also gives us a beautiful pshat in the pasuk Chanech Lenar Al Pi Darkai, that you should teach a child according to his way. And Alter Rebbe asks that it's brought down from many perspectives. It's brought that all the what's asked by many of the halachas farm is that why should we listen to the child's perspective when it comes to chinuch, when we know that the child does not necessarily know as well as the zaken. But says the Alter Rebbe that what we're going to understand when Mashiach comes is that with the child, that through the child's struggle, the child was actually was reaching to an even higher level than the zaken. Now another lens by which to understand this is going back to this pasuk, the Vahaya Ar Lavanik Ar HaChama. So we find that Shemesh we find that the pasuk says Shemesh Umagin Havaya Elikim, and so the Alter Rebbe explains that Havaya is referenced as Shemesh, and Elokim is referenced as Magin, which can also be interpreted as Levana. So in this model, Shemesh is Elokim, and Levana is Shemesh is Havaya, and Levana is Elokim. And when Mashiach comes, we say Vahaya Havaya Li Elokim, that there's going to be a Gilei of Atmos Ari and Seif that is higher than the Shem Havaya. And when that happens, when this Gilei Atmos Ari and Seif occurs, Havaya is going to seem like Elokim. That legabe Havaya will be to Atmos Ari and Seif as Elokim is to Havaya now. And this is pshat that we say that the Vahaya Ara Levana that of the times of Mashiach, that it will be Arachama, that the two are going to appear on the same level, Vahaya Havaya Lila Elokim. That Havaya Elokim right now is Yichud HaTata. Havaya Elokim Elokim is Yichud HaTata. Elokim is all about the Matzah. It's all about Biyah. And it's all about night. It's all about Levana. Right? It's the whole function of Elokim in Zman HaGalus is about the Galus. It's about the darkness. And when Mashiach comes, which is going to be called, which is going to be called day, what will shine is the perspective that we can understand from the Teva perspective, Elokus. And as far as the Arachama will be Shivasayim, will be the level of Atik. And this brings us to a beautiful nuance that is pointed out by the Medrash. The Medrash says, talks about the idea of Leil Shimurim, of this night of watching that occurred the night of before Mitzvah Mitzrayim, that the Malach HaMavis came down to earth and the Eibishter protected us. So that during the darkness of night, the Eibishter protected the Yidden. When Mashiach comes, we are also going to have a Leil Shimurim, but in this case, it won't be a Leil, it'll be a Yom Shimurim. It'll be that since night will become day. It's not that the Eibishter will protect us; it's that we won't need protection. That the level of Biyah will when Mashiach comes reach the level of Atzilus where we don't have the question in the first place. And this is also the idea of Msameach Chasan Vekala. And that we say at the beginning of the Sheva Brachas, and the last thing we say is Umsameach Chasan Im Hakala, because Arachama is Chasan, as we said before, that the Shemesh Samayel Behemu Kachasan Yitzim Chubasa, and the Levana is Mikabel from the Shemesh, so the Levana is the Kala. And the way that the Eibishter created the world originally, we know, was that the Eibishter made Shnei Amayir Segedelim, that he made the two of them the same size. And afterwards, the moon was diminished, and every month the moon becomes dark, and it's renewed at Reish Chodesh, which is al derech the process of the Vesas, the process of the Eis Nidasa, that the Kala is separates from her husband, and afterwards through Tara, she becomes Tar and then is able to come close again, and this process is reflected in the moons becoming diminished and coming back, and what we say Sameach Chasan Vekala, and this is Sameach Chasan Vekala. That in this sense the Kala remains subservient, so to speak, or diminished in respect to the Chasan, and that there's this process of coming close and coming becoming far. But when Mashiach comes, that the moon will be restored to the way it was before it was made small, and the two will be at equal footing. There we say the Sameach Chasan Im Hakala, that when Mashiach comes, I'll be able to delight in both in the Chasan with the Kala, because they'll be at the same level. And the Alter Rebbe offers a Gevaldik of Pesha from the Shalah, about that the Gemara brings down that a Basula should be married on Wednesday. And so the Shalal explains that this is a reference to Yemais Mashiach, in that when the moon by Wednesday in the days of creation, by Yom Revi, the moon still was in this state, and that we're trying to hearken back in reference to that time in that state, as opposed to the seventh day when the moon was diminished. Now, this brings us, the Alter Rebbe says, to a slight understanding of Shivas Yimei Amiluyim, which are the 7 days of either empowerment or 7 days of installation. These 7 days that after the Mishkan was finished, that the Kaihanim spent in a series of different avedas in the Mishkan as they were preparing to leave, and then on the eighth day they left. And this so the Alter Rebbe says that I'm going to be framing this within the pasuk with the pasuk in Kehelas as a reference point that says take a portion for seven and then also the eighth, as we'll understand in a minute. So he quotes from a Zohar. The Zohar asks that the phrase calling them Shivas Yimei Amiluyim is grammatically seems to be difficult. That it says Shivas Yamim Yimales Yadchem, and it should, instead of saying 7 days they were installed or 7 days they were empowered, it should say that in 7 days they were. And so the Ramaz explains the question like this: that what if the pshat in the pasuk is that for 7 days God was empowering them, then what it should say is either in 7 days or for seven individual days, Sheva Yamim or Bishivas Yamim Yimale. But instead it says Shivas Yimei Hamiluyim. And so the Zohar explains that it's the pasuk is highlighting the fact that these were 7 days as a unit. So it explains that when the these kaihanim were given the Shamana Mishcha, and in this Mishicha they were given it every day, they were anointed with this oil, and this oil, says the Zohar, served to combine these seven into a unit. And in that sense, we call them Shivas Yamim Yimale, that they're 7 whole days. And the Alter Rebbe quotes other Zayars that support the same idea, that we can't think of the first step in our understanding of Shivas Yamim Yimaleim is that they weren't 7 days in a cycle; it was a unit of seven. And the Zayar also makes clear that the process of making these days Yimale, of installing or empowering the Kehanim, was done through the Shemana Mishcha. That through the Shemana Mishcha, it combined these days, it brought the Kehanim together, it was Mechanech the Kehanim, and it brought the days together. So now, to explain. Coming back to this Pasuk, Ar HaLavana, with the Ar HaLavana Kar HaChama, So the Zohar says that these one Zohar says that the Shivas Hayamim is Shivas Yimei Bereishis, which is the Pashup Shah. And the Rabbi Yehuda says that the 7 days that we're saying when we say we'll experience when Mashiach comes is actually the Shivas Yimei Hamiluyim. So, and from this we can determine that the Shivas Yimei Amiluyim also have a connection with this Ar Shivas Hayamim that we have been discussing. So what the Alter Rebbe explains is like this: the Shivas Yimei Bereishis were Kaidem Achet, and Kaidem Achet, the whole universe was at a higher level. And the way the Alter Rebbe says it is that the Gan Eden that we hope to experience, the Gan Eden that we now see as Schar, and we see as reward, to the point that we say that we'd rather get punished in this world so that we can experience more Gan Eden when we pass, was to Adam Arishan life. And the same, and in that model carried through all the worlds, that all the worlds were hecher. They were, all the worlds were one step higher than they are currently. And it, as it is explained in Pri Yitzchayim, that Olam HaBriya was in Zav Atzilus. And he goes on to explain how each, and that Zav Atzilus was in Arich, that each level was up. And during the Yeshivas Yimei Bereishis, the Yeshivas Yimei Bereishis are, as we said before, the Zayin Tachtainim of Atik. And what that means is that during these Shivas of Yimei Bereishis, the universe was informed by the Zayin Tachtainim of Atik, by the perspective throughout all the worlds was informed by the Zayin, the Midas of Atik. And then Adam Rishon, then there was the Chet. And in that, in Chet Eitz Hadas, everything fell. Nishtalkar Shechina, the Yavishter, the Shechina left. And we know that Maisa HaMishkan is a tikkun for this. That the point of with these generations of the Shiva, the Kenaitan Shiva Tzadikim, right? That with these seven generations, the goal of it was to make a Mishkan, and in that repair the Chet Eitz Hadas, and the right, and to return the world to that moment of Gilei Ar Shivas Hayamim. And for that reason we call the Shivas Yimei Miluyim Miluyim, which the Alter Rebbe is going to translate as Malashin Milui, that these were days of filling, these were days of completion. Because during these days, reality began to come back to and be fulfilled to the way it should be, which is Kishivas Yimei Bereishis, right? Which is a perspective in which Ar Lavana is Karachama, that the Yismala Begimas Lavana, that the moon, right? That everything goes back to its place. Malchus goes back to Zod. Everything rises back up, and that everything reunites the way that it should be. As the phrasing is that they are mishtamshin bekesar achas, that the shem ban rises up to its source in shem sag, and through this, through the complete birurim of the rapach nitzutzim de taihu, right, and with all of this, the Alter Rebbe is describing is actually the step of Mashiach. In which, to summarize, the world will have reached a state in which all the missing pieces have been found, and all the inequality and the division of our world, and the conflict of our world will have been resolved. And the Ein Zeh, right, a glimpse of this happened when the Mishkan was made. And which in that the Mishkan caused an aliyah the Mishkan caused Malchus to an aliyah to Malchus, and this is pshat of the Shivas Yimei Hamiluyim with their function of filling, with their function of resolving, because they have the function of bringing back to this Ar Shivas Hayamim. But to be clear, it's not mamish a Gilei Ar Shivas Hayamim, because that will have to wait until Mashiach comes, because that's a Gilei, that's not just Aliyas HaMalchus, that's a Gilei of Atik. And the terms are, the science, so to speak, is that the Shivas Yimei HaMiluyim are Bina Legabe Zoh, right? That they are, they can be thought of as being an ascent into with the contrast of being Bina Tzo, which is similar to the relationship between Atik and Keser, that from Tiferes of Bina, that makes Keser of Zah, which is why Bina is at times referred to as Atik, and that the revelation of Atik happens in Bina. So we see that there's this very clear link between Atik and Bina, and that Giloy of Bina was the goal of the Shivish Miyam Iluyim. And this explains why the Zohar references the Shaman HaMishcha. Because the Shaman is Chachma, that is being drawn down into Bina. And this is the 7 days, the Shaman, we have those 7 days, and then the Shaman is the Ar Shivas HaYamim. That the and as the Zohar explains, the R of Chachma combines together the Shivas Hayamim to make them complete. As the Zohar says, that R Yisrael Saba, when it's Nislabish in Bina, is called in relation to Zah Atik, right? That Bina serves this function for Zah of being its Atik. Now, Yisrael Saba is Tiferes of Chachma, and this Tiferes of Chachma is the Neshama of Keser of Zah that goes into Tiferes of Bina. And that is the process. And therefore, when it coming back to the pasuk, it says Yimale Belashin Yachid, because it's referring to these 7 days. But and then afterwards it says B'Yom Hashmini, on the eighth day, and the eighth day the Shmini L'Miluyim, right, the day after the 7 days during which everything was completed, during that point. It's the combination of all the other spheres, which says the Alter Rebbe is me'ain the Shiva Sayim, because the Shiva Sayim is 70, right? Is tenfold and the pshat in Shiva Sayim is the Shiva Sayim or Shiva Sayamim. Of the times of Mashiach, which is Yisoid of Ak, and what we can say is that the Shivas Hayamim are Bina, the R Shivas Hayamim is a Giloy of Chachma into Bina, and but what happens on Yom Hashmini is that Yom Shmini Lemiluyim is a Giloy of Chachma as it is itself, yeah, as it is in Atzilus. Now, we do find in Zohar that it says the Yom Hashmini is Malchus, and so the Alter Rebbe and that it's Yom Hashmini represents the ultimate act of bringing the brachas, bringing the hamshachas of the 7 days into this final day, into the midah of Malchus, but this is not a contradiction, because this ties back into pshat. The Tachas HaKavana, Maisa Bereishis, is that the Yesh should be Batal. In other words, Tachas HaKavana is that the Giloy should be in Ishkos, should be in Malchus of Atzilus, and the only way for the Giloy to be in Malchus of Atzilus is if the R is coming from this far higher place, and this is the Yom Hashmini, that in order for it to be Nimshach Lamata Mata, it needs to come from Chachma, Ilah, it can't come from anything else. The practical sense of this is that the Ara Chachma draws the being Esik and Teira, that the process of making the Gilui of Shivas Yimei Miluyim practical in our lives is through Limud HaTorah.